Time now for a diversity segment. The Obama administration's FCC will soon mandate that all talk radio stations must offer more diversity in their broadcast day with mandated minority-specific programming. Here at the Rob Johnson in the Morning Show with Tim St. Martin, we wish to demonstrate our eagerness to cooperate even before that mandate becomes law. So now we present a diversity programming segment with James David Manning.
Either there's going to be a revolution, Patrick Henry style, in America, where red-blooded, God-fearing Americans are going to stand up and say, we're not going to take it no more. We're just not going to take it. People are sick of this. People are tired of the long-legged Mac Daddy, you know, kicking them in the face every time he gets up lying to them. I'm telling you, you fool around here with Obama, you're going to let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk. They're going to come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma, come up out of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, come up out of Oregon, and come out of Idaho, California. I'm telling y'all, you're pushing these white folk, and you're pushing them. Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they're going to get, listen, you're going to push people to the point where they're not going to take it no more. And it won't be long now. I mean, you just can't keep pushing folk the way Obama's pushing white folk. And the way black folk are pushing white folk, you can't keep doing that. I'm telling y'all, you better find a way to either get rid of Obama or these people, white folk, they have had it. They've had it. And they can't take it no more. And who can blame them? I mean, who can blame them to build this nation and then have it given away, just given away, just thrown away, just given away by a long-legged half-breed? Y'all think it was something when black folk rioted. Y'all thought that was something then. You know, got the Black Panthers and all those militant groups. They're white groups forming right now. They're not going to take it no more. And I don't blame them. I'm praying for their success. I hope they let me join them. I do. No, I do. This mess going on in our nation don't make no sense whatsoever.
This concludes this diversity programming segment. We wish to extend neither fist nor finger, but a backhand of cooperation to the president's coming mandate of diversity in programming, and believe that the FCC's light of fairness will shine favorably upon us.